Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We're learning Masech the Sugga Dav Dalin and Aleph. The Gemara, the Banim of the Afgimel of Day starts, Haysi Gevayim Esam Amav, the Sugga was more than 20 Amis high. Ubal Amata, and you want to make the Sugga lower, you want to make it less than 20 Amis. Bekarim Uksasas Laav Amiyat. If you're using mattresses and pillows, it's not Amiyat. Even if he's Mevatel, it's Batla Daintes Kalada. But you have a Tevin by straw, so a bit like it's a meat and kol shekein offer, but tevin if it's ain asid lifnaisai and offer a stam, then it's a machlekes yabeisi in the rabbanan. And the Gemara brings the machlekes yabeisi rabbanan legame a house which is full of tevin itzreiris. What is the girsa offer itzreiris? And there, according to rabbanan, it's dafki if you mevatel it. And according to yabeisi, even if it's stam by offer and by tevin, if it's ein asid lefnaisai, then it works. That's the sugya sagamar. Now, what's the chilik between bitloy and ein asid lefnaisai? Rashi says bitloy lechol shiva, tevin a bitloy bepiv leshiva. They mevatel it bepeh. You said that it's batel and you mevatel it leshiva. And the advice chilik on both of this. Rashi says two chidushim. One is that bitl means you need bepeh. And second, bittul is the shiva. And the Dvar says, first of all, you don't need bittul bepiv. Bittul belev is just as good. But second of all, bittul is shiva doesn't work. You need bittul oilam. Bittul means it's going to be there forever. You have absolutely never have any plan to remove it. If you're just keeping it for 7 days, that's bechal not a bittul. So according to Rashi, what's the chilutim bittul and naisel of naisel? Rashi says bittul is bepeh. He said it. Einas of naisel means he never said it. He's not going to do it. He has no plans to remove it, but he never said that it's batel. According to Ritva, bittel doesn't mean bepeh. If you have no plans to ever remove it, that's bittel. So what's enasel fenaisa? Enasel fenaisa means l'shiva. That's what it means, enasel fenaisa. Enasel fenaisa means l'shiva, and bittel means l'oilam, and neither than ni bepeh. So in Legabi the din of Bittul Olam, the Rush brings down the Rebbeinu Chananel and the Rav Yom, the Gdeli Rishayin Moholik the Ritva, they need Bittul Olam. And the Magen Mishnah also says that, Enoch HaSukha Perek Dal Lacha Yid Gimel. But the Maestah, the Rush and the Ram, they all like Rashi, that you don't need Bittul Olam. See, the Ram brings a Raya from the Mishnah in Olis, the Mishnah that Taisus brings, that talks about Bittul by a Krishal Tvua. Like Tevin, you could imagine a person being Mevatel, maybe he'll never need this Tevin, he wants it to be permanently part of this structure. But Tvua, that doesn't make any sense. A Krishal Tvua, no one wants it there forever. So what's the chilt then? Because Krishal Tvua, you don't mind if it's there for a long time. You don't mind if it's in a house, it's going to be stored for a very long time. So then, that could be called Bittul. The thing is, Shaos Bepeh, or Bestam, Enes Lefnaisa means you're not planning on doing it, but didn't say Bepeh. But if you're going to say Bittul means L'Olam, how would that be Shaykh by Tvua? By Tvua, you can never have L'Olam. By Tvua, you can have it for a certain amount of time. Karim Miksasis, the Gemara is saying, you wouldn't even be mevatel it for a short period of time. You're afraid, Rashi says, because of a hefsid, and a hefsid m'maynay. And Tvua, forget. You have the food now that you need. You want to keep the Tvua for a long time. L'man yam diyam rabim. Now, Shein Kain, if you need la'ilam, it wouldn't be shak for la'ilam. The Tvua granted shtelzachan. This Tvua says a teretz, that when the Mishnah says a Krishal Tvua needs Bittul, it means it needs Bittul and it won't be Shayach Bittul, and the Mela would never work by a Krishal Tvua. But Al Kopanim, this is already two Machlaikis Rishainims that we have. We have a Machlaikis Legabe Bittul if you need La'ilam or not. The Ridva is Machmir and the Rach and the Ravio that only works if it's La'ilam. Mashenk and Rashi and the Rush and the Ran hold even the Shev is good enough. And we have a Machlaikis if Bittul needs Bepet. Rashi holds needs bepeh because without that he has no chilut between bittul and asid lefnaisai, and the Dvar holds you don't need bepeh. There's got a third machlekes because Pasha Sasugya, Rashi says the Gemara's lashon is tevin ve'in asid lefnaisai v'afis stam is machlekes rabbanan v'Rabbi Yosi. So tevin ve'in asid lefnaisai, the rabbanan hold that it doesn't work, and Rabbi Yosi holds it does. And offer stam, the rabbanan hold that doesn't work, and basically does. What about offer veinasa lefnaisai? So Rashi says, who would then offer veinasa lefnaisai is a machlekes, a basin, and rabbanan, and we pass them like the rabbanan. So Kum Tais, according to Rashi, even by Ofer, you would need Bittul. As Elachai state before Shin Tais is also. But the Ritva says, no, the Rabbanan agree by Ofer that Enes of Nais is good enough. They're only arguing by Ofer, by Stam. And that's what the Itter holds also. So Kum Tais, you have really three machlaikis in Malacha L'Naisa. Malacha we pass like the Rabbanan. It only works with Bittul. It doesn't work with Enes of Nais, but that's a Shaila. By Ofer, does it need Bittul? Is Enes Lefnaisa good enough? It's one Shaila. Another Shaila is Bittul need Bepeh. Rashi holds yes, the Ritva holds no. And the other Shaila is Bittul need Lailam, the Ritva holds yes, and Rashi holds no. So how do we paskin? The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Machlokes if Bittul needs Lailam or not. The Mishnah Berurah Simon Tav Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Katan Yan Aleph. He brings down the Machlokes. And he says, Achreinim Anatu Lekula, like Rashi and the Rosh and the Ran, that Bittul Leshiv is good enough. It's interesting, he asked the Shaila and the Sharetzi, and why should you go Lekula? It should be Safik Deraisa. It's a Plukta Deravisa by Deraisa. Like we mentioned, the Ritva and the Rach and the Ravya all hold that you need La'ilam. So why aren't you Machman by Deraisa, Plukta Deravisa? He's close to say that maybe the whole din of Bittul is a din Derabanan. Me Deraisa is Bittul without the Bittul. Now, Legabi the din, if you need Bepeh, so the Shulchan Aruch says, call you need Bepeh, and he seems to be going on offer also. So the guy made a shayla if often needs bittul. If you need bittul b'peh, the Shulchan Aruch says you need peh, and it's mashma even by offer. But interesting about peh, Kvega has a suffix. Let's say you had a sukkah l'mala mechaf and you put offer down and or to heaven, and you thought believe that you're going to keep it there the whole sukkah, but you didn't say it, and then you find out on Yom Tov that you're supposed to say it. Do you let to say it on Yom Tov? Is that called masakin? As Rabbi Kveig closes Shaila, so the Sharet Tzion there is Meirich, he says that if you could do it b'machshava, so then it's not called Masakin. So he holds the halacha l'maisi, you could be mevatel b'peh, because the gabi this din, which is anyway a suffix if it's called Masakin, you could be seimich also on the peskim and say machshava is good enough, and according to them, it's zichanat asur, and merely you could be mekel to mevatel b'peh, and that way it would work l'kuli alma. Okay, let's see the next sugya. The Gemara starts off, Isa Gavail Amalam Esimam Vahutzin Yoidim Matei Chaf Amma. The Gemara says, if you have a Sukkah Lamalam Esim Amma and Hutzin go down into 20 Ammas, it depends. If it's Tzilsimu Mechamsin the Hutzin, then it's Kashir. If the Hutzin Achamsin Mitzilsin, then it's Pasul. That's the Gemara. Now, the two Mahalchim in the Rishainim, Taisis here brings one of the Mahalchim, Taisin Naftesim Abeis brings another, Taisin Erivin Navgimel brings both Mahalchim. But one mahalach is, there's a shaila when it says, the Gemara in Erevin has a Gemara about a sukkah which the schach is miksasa l'mal mechaf and miksasa teichaf. Where there the Gemara has a shaila if it's kosher or pasul. And when the Gemara says it's pasul, the Gemara says a lush, and the reason why it's pasul is because if you would take off the schach l'mal mechaf, you'll have chamz ruv mitzilsa. So Taisis here names on, that it can't mean it literally. Because if that's true, that if you would take off the schach l'mala michaf, would be left with chamesh u mitzilsa, then a vada would be pasul. Because it's mitzitayim of schach pasul, behind the schach kasher. Now what the Gemara means is like this. The Gemara means that if you would take off the schach l'mala michaf, then what would happen is that the schach ambanim would shrivel up and dry up and won't remain tzilsimu mechamsa. Right now, the way it is, the case is, the Sakh of the Banim is still Zeru Mechamsa. But if you take off the Sakh of Malam Mechaf, the Sakh of the Banim will change, will shrivel up, the wind will blow them away, and it won't remain still Zeru Mechamsa. So Taisis here holds that that's Pashit. If you don't have still Zeru Mechamsa, Lamata Mechaf, it's going to be Pasul no matter what. That's called Mitzdarev Sakh Pasul of Hanis Sakh Kasher. If you have Chamsu Mitzilsa of Sakh Kasher, and you need to mitzdarif to that schach pasul to make it tzilsimu mechamsa, that's absurd. And that applies to l'malam mechaf as well. So what's the case of the Gemara mixes schach l'malam mechaf, mixes schach b'teichaf? The case of that Gemara is only when the schach l'malam mechaf is tzilsimu. So what does the Gemara mean? Ikalshis, if you take off the schach l'malam mechaf, it would be chamsu mitzilsa, it means it will become chamsu mitzilsa. Then the Gemara is too l'shainis if it's pasul. And the psul pashas is the psul derabanan. Now the Taz wants to know, according to the lashon of the Gemara that says it's possible, and we actually don't pass in that way, but according to the lashon says it's possible, how is it different than hutsim? Why by hutsim do we say if it's tzilsimu mechamsa it's kasher? Why don't we say that Mixis Chach Lamal Mechav Mixis Chach Teichav is possible? Because even though now it's still Simruba, but if you take off the Tapsach, it'll become Chaim Simruba. So Taisa says that since there's a lot of Hutzim, it's Ruim Leskayim. Taisa Lashin is, it's Ruim Leskayim Chal Lamayisham Davras Aneches. The Hutzim could last. The Hutzim, we don't say such a sword. The Hutzim are better than Mixis Chach Lamal Mechav Mixis Chach Teichav. If it's Hutzim, Hutzin is epismaila. That deal with Kuli Alma, if the Hutzin at Silzerubu would work. That's the Halach of Taisis here. It's the first Taisis of Taisis in Erevin. But the Ran and the Ridva here, and also Taisis in Aftes, and Taisis in Erevin, the second Taisis, holds that no. That by Mixis Sach Lamala Michav, Mixis Sach Teichav, that works even if it's Takachan Shu Mitzulsa. And the reason is because you don't say Mitzdayim Sach Pasel, Vanis Sach Kasher, Legad Nischach Netzamal Amichav, because it's not a psul. It's not a psul in the schach. Since it's not a psul in the schach, it's a psul in the sukkah. The Gemara says Lashon Chalal Sukkah tonight. The Amal Amichav is in the space in the sukkah. It's not in the schach. The schach above chav could be mitzdarif to the hatch of the sukkah as long as the Maisi have schach below chav, and the Chalal Sukkah is not above chav. That's the Mahalach of Taisis in Daftes, and the Ran and the Ridva and Taisis in Erevin. So there, the question is the other way. If that's true, that Mixis Schach Lamala Michav and Mixis Schach Teichav is good, even if the Schach Teichav is Takacham Simruba, so why by Hutzin do we say that the Hutzin have to be Tzil Simruba? So you're going to have to say Hutzin are worse. So Zasvar Safuchas. You have to say, according to these Rishayim, Hutzin are worse. Either the Ran here says, Lashin Hutzin are Chashiv. Schach is Chashiv. So even if it's Chacham Simruba, Lamai says, Vamai the Chalal Sukkah. Hutzin are in Chashiv, you don't consider them the mean of the Chalal Sukkah until the Tzilsim Ruba. That's the Ran's Lashon. Taisus and the Ridva, Taisus and Erev and the Ridva say a different thing, that Hutzin don't have a kiyum for themselves. Mamish the opposite of this Taisus. That Hutzin don't have a kiyum. Mixis Chach Lamal and Mechav, Mixis Chach Teichav has a Pesachim. The Maisa won't last, but has a Pesachim. Here, if you remove the Tapsach, the Hutzin are gone right away. So Mamela, you're not going to count them as real schach unless it's also meruba. So that's the two malchim. Is the pshat that lamala michaf is a din of schach pasul, and you need also meruba lamata michaf no matter what? Now the problem over there was that even if you have also meruba, but since if you remove the top schach, it will become cham meruba. So now it's keilu einai, and that we pass in this kasha. But that's a psul derabanan. You have to say hutzin are better. The Rav Hutzin, the Yachal Ismach Mekal, you don't say Kilu Einai. But if you go the other way, that Schach Lamal Mechav doesn't have a din of Schach Basel, as long as some of the Schach is Teichav, even if it's Chamsim Ruba, it's Mistayim for the Schach above Chav to make a Kashas, because the next of the Chalal Sukkah isn't above Chav. So then you have a Kashas the other way. How come by Hutzin do we say that you need Tzilsim Ruba? You have to say because Hutzin are in Chashiv, or because Hutzin don't have the Egg in the Kiyam. Now there is a kasha that Achreinim ask, Rebbe Yishein, and the Miri already asked the kasha. How come it's Tzaba works? Why don't you say it's Tassav Loi Menasli? You have a Schach Lamala Michav, and you made it Tzaba. We know, Lamashal, when you have a Schach that's Mechubber, and you cut the Schach, so then it doesn't work, because you say it's Tassav Loi Menasli. When you made the Schach, it was an absolute Mechubber, so it doesn't work, it's Tassav Loi Menasli. Well, let's say, Achaitit Begadish, you have a Schach, which is not really a sach altogether, and then you dig out from the gadish and you turn it into a sach tasav leimanasi. So why don't you say a sach lamal mechav? You made it in tzav, it should be tasav leimanasi. So the way the Pnei Yeshua says it, according to the pshat, that it's not sach pasul b'chalal, it's just a din in the chalal sukkah. So the sach is sach kosher. So now you're adding a chalal sukkah, so that's good. That's why it's not tasav leimanasi. But according to the pshat, that it's sach pasul, it's more shver. I mean, the Meiri says, since the schach is made correctly, you just have a psul mitam acher, and you did a maisa to be maisa the psul, that's not a problem of tasav loy menasri. Remember, it talks about even by mechubrif, tzitzas and zui asiyasan, but even the man that says there, it doesn't work, but here, that's because the schach is b'chol on a schach. Here it is a schach, it just has a psul mitam acher. The Pnei Yeshua says, so even if you hold that there's a problem, it's dire schach pasul about the schach kashul amalimichav. So Taka, you can't use if it's also Meruba. But still, it's not a chsarin in the Etzim Schach. It's a Zaytik of Psul in the Schach. And Mamela, for that, that Stam would work. It's interesting, at the end of Siman Tafresh Chavav, they say it brings a tshuva, he calls it Mitzasikasev, it's from the Maram Rutenberg, that he says, there's a big shmooze in the Paiskim, it's not going to clear Alachal Amaisa. Let's say you put your shlak on the sukkah, and you put the stock down while the shlak is up. While it's being mechutzu with the gag, and afterwards you remove the gag. Is there a problem of Tasulim Nas? There's a big shmooze in the Paiskim. This chuvis, the chuvis Maram says it's kasher. V'haraya, you see, it's daba works. Who within removing the gag works? Tneishu is a bissel mefakvik. By it's daba, like we're saying, there's nothing wrong with the schach. It's just too high. Hashem can hear when you have a gag that's a bittel on the schach. I guess that's what the Paiskim would hold, that the gag doesn't work, because the gag is more of a bittel on the schach. It's say tasulim and osim, Hashem can lamala mechav. Loi mi boya, if you hold it's mamish chach kashik, it's time for the schach lamata michav. So kolshken is not a psul in the schach. But even if you hold the kevim, it's time for the schach lamata michav. But it could be vaita. It's not mamish a psul. It's not a psul mitzaratzmai. It's like a zaitig a psul, which you wouldn't say tasav loi minasai. And now the Gemara goes vaita. If the sukkah was above 10 tfachim and the hutzim went down within 10 tfachim, so Abaye thought that fakad. If Chamsu Mitzulsin, and I consider it to be a sukkah below 10 tfachim, Mitzulsin and Chamsu would be a sukkah below 10 tfachim. And Rava says, Dirisruchi, Leinan and Darba, Dirisrucha. So it once says in Nusach, Dirisruch is a psul b'di'evit, and he says, it's v'loy lechat chilu b'vant kadas mixtas chachamim. Dirisruch is a psul b'di'evit. Doesn't say clearly if it's the Raisa or the Rabbanan, but he says it's psul b'di'evit. What does he mean? See, that means the Paiskim will bring it down. The Torah Shulchan Aruch brings down the din of Hutzin is possible. Sukkah is possible. But the Rambam writes a Lashon, it's in Perikei Halacha Beis, Tzarech Lizor, Shloi Hutzin, Va'ol, and Yoridon Torah Chetvachim, Shloi Yetz, Shloi Bishivas. You have to be careful that Hutzin don't come down within 10 Tvachim, so it shouldn't bother the Yeshiva. That's Mashmetz Adin Lechatchila. The Aruch HaNeir already is medayik the way he brings the Ritva of Loi L'chil is Mischam. He says the Mischam is the Rambam. The Rambam brings the L'chila. The Rav is medayik a little bit more in Perek Dalet. That's where he talks about the Ikad Dine Sukkah. So there he doesn't bring down the Din of Hutzin. In Perek Hay, where he talks about the Din Yeshiva Sukkah, there he brings the Din of Hutzin. Right? It's not a Pasul Sukkah. It's a Din that the Yeshiva, like he says, Sarach Lizar, the Yeshiva should be a Gishmak Yeshiva Sukkah. But Batsim is not a Psul, it's a Din L'chil. So the Aruch HaNeir says, have a right to the Rambam, because the Gemara asks the Shaila, how do we know the psul of Yitvachim? The Gemara brings from Oren and Kapiris. The Gemara later, the Gemara brings, it says, it's Aruch HaNeir Shemisinai. Tehbegle, it's a Diris Rucha, it's a Svar, it's a Diris Rucha. Vice is Diris Rucha, it's not a psul. So Hashem says, no, there's two dinim. There's a din of Mechitzis have to be Yud. And that, you need a Pasuk in the Aruch HaNeir Shemisinai. And then the Slack, let's say you have the Mechitzis, the schach, let's say, is high. But the mechitzis, if they yutvachim, it's kashi. You don't need the mechitzis to megiyas the schach. But if it's less than yutvachim, it's possible. So you see, even without a divas shuchas, then the mechitzis have to be yut. So what's your raya? But kumi, it's still a good raya, maybe. Because the Gemara in the middle says, v'imai, the chalol yud, the bar mischach, adum v'had eschach. How do you know the space has to be yud, excluding the schach, maybe with the schach? And if it's yud with the schach, so then it should be a diras rucha. Oh, sorry, you have to see the Gemara. Maybe it's not such a rayon. So the Biskirav has a big arichas on it. What's the machloik is the Rambam and the other Paiskim. The Paiskim that says Sipsul b'di'evin, the Rambam says Sipsul l'chatchila. He has all Gemara later, on Daf Chaf Aleph, a discussion. If you have a bed, if you seek a chagabe mita, and you don't have 10 tfachim between the mita and the schach, the Gemara makes it a machloik as if it's diras kva or diras aray. If you hold diras kvabin and it's a problem, if you hold diras aray, it's not a problem. Now, bed, you're not really mevatel there. But he says in shtickle that if you hold sukkah diras kvabin on, then the din dir is the din in the sukkah. That's what he says, in the chefs of the sukkah. That's how he learns up the Gemara there. That if you hold sukkah diras kvabin on, the din dir is the din in the chefs of the sukkah. So that's part of the dine sukkah, they need 10 tfachim of dira. Mashaykin, if you hold sukkah diras aray bin on, the way the Rambam learns the Gemara, there's no din dir in the etzim chefs of the sukkah. Not just the machlok is how much dir you need. Diras kavav means that dir is an integral part of the sukkah. Diras arai means dir is b'chol not part of the sukkah. The sukkah doesn't need dir b'etzim. It's a din in the yeshiva sukkah that you need dir. So the sukkah would be a kashrut sukkah, and it's not the yeshiva sukkah the Rav is naming on that would only be a din lechatchila. Nenacha inyan, the Gemara talks about if you have a sukkah l'mal l'michaf and you bana it's stab of emsa al pnei kol ha-sukkah. So like the Gemara, if it has in the stab of actual sukkah, it's ksheira. Now Rashi says ksheira means the entire sukkah is kasher, even the part that's not on the stab. The entire sukkah is kasher because pesel yetsim in a sukkah needn't kasukkah. And the Ram says, what was Rashi's hechrich? How does Rashi know the entire sukkah is kasher? Because he says, if it's just a stab, it's pshita. What's the difference? If you have another part, it's stab itself is a ganze sukkah. What my nafkemina that there's another part of the sukkah? It's pshita. Elamai, the pshat in the Gemara is that the part that's out of the tzadam is also kasher. And the Ran really doesn't hold like Rashi. The Ran says that it's not really the same as pesel yetsim nasukah nidin kasukah. So the Ran says, no, only the tzadam is kasher, and that's goof for the chiddush. You would think that since the rest of the sukkah is possibly geyser, that tzadam out to the rest of the sukkah, come ashman, you're not geyser. So as a machloek is yishenim, do you say pesel yetsim in a sukkah on the part that's not by the tzadam? And we have to really see the sukkah of pesel yetsim in a sukkah, but just a little bit. The Rush brings Rabbeinu Yishai that argues in Rashi, and he says that pesel yetsim in a sukkah, the cases over there is when you have, let's say you have a sukkah which one of the walls is much longer than the other. So you would think the other part is not three walls. Kamash one pesel yetsim in a sukkah means it's all nichlon into one sukkah. And the other cases there, which even less of a chiddush, let's say you have a sukkah which has some parts at Silsa Ruba, some parts Chamsa Ruba, Kamashman, even the Chamsa Ruba part is kasha because it's all one big sukkah and the cloliest of sukkah is Silsa Ruba. And other cases there are similar to that. Mashenkin here, where this part is mamish puzzle, so just like, even if it's one big sukkah, but this part's mamish puzzle, just like Lamashali says, if you have a sukkah, which part of it is schach kosher and part of it is schach pasul. You have such a sukkah, you masachich part of it with schach kosher, and then the rest is schach pasul. So no one says you could sit under the schach pasul and say pesel yetsim a sukkah eating a sukkah. There's a kosher apart, there's a pasul apart. So only when it's not a kosher apart and a pasul apart, it's just you'd have a havimina that this part's out of the sukkah. So this part doesn't have mechitzas, or this part doesn't have enough schach. Kamash malan, it's all one big sukkah. So now the sukkah b'cholis has mechitzas or has schach. But if you have a part that's pasul, you can't be machshir a pasul a part of the sukkah because the pasul etzim na sukkah. That's what Rabbeinu Yishai Yitainis, that's what the Rosh brings. And the Rosh says, there was pshat in Rashi, because like we said before, l'mal mechav is not a psul. L'mal mechav is not a psul. If you have, let's say, mixes schach, l'mal mechav, mixes samat mechav, we brought Rishenim, then it's mitzdarif. As long as the chalal of the sukkah is chaf, even though a part of the sach is above chaf, it's not a psul. See, here also you could say the same thing, that the sukkah b'cholis has to be chaf. It's a din in the chalal ha-sukkah. So mainly, even though parts of the sukkah are l'mal mi-chaf, but sali yetzim a sukkah means it's one big sukkah, and this sukkah has some of its sach l'mat mi-chaf, so the whole sukkah is mistarif to be a sukkah l'mat mi-chaf. That's tainit the Rosh. So l'chayim, that's the machlekes. If you hold that l'malam michaf is schach pasul, and it can't be mitzdarif, so then you wouldn't say psali yetzeh either. But if you hold that schach kasher can mitzdarif, then shach to say psali yetzeh. So if Nei Yeshua says it, Rashi l'shitasa doesn't shtim. Because Rashi in the Tesum of Beis holds there is a problem mitzdarif schach pasul about the schach kasher by l'malam michaf. So Vaisus Rashi holds that l'malam michaf is schach pasul. So why would Rashi hold you could say psali yetzeh by l'malam michaf? And he says, Yesh li ashev ulechalek. He's not sure. But Stipel has an arichus about it. He says, first of all, it's different for it. If you have schach which is bechefs and not schach, so then you wouldn't say psal yetz and such a thing. But you have schach which is schach, it's just, even if you say that you need a full tzilsim rubel lamata mechav to be called a good sukkah, but still, legabe psal yetz, it's enough schach to have it in a psal yetz. He also says another pshat that could be enechnami. It's pasul l'mal mechav, but the psul is the psul in the defanix. So male, that's a din of psal yetzi. You can't be makshir pasul a schach of psal yetzi, but you could be makshir pasul defanix with psal yetzi, and it can be considered one big sukkah machmas the other defanix. So if you hold like Rava holds that the psul of l'mal mechav is because the defanix aren't able to be made aray, they have to be made kavah. So Mela Ibizaya Psalm the Defanis, you'd be able to say Psalyat, and that's a stipulous text.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.